Class 2, Subject Science, Chapter 8, Topic Wind. Good morning, children. Today, we will be studying Chapter 8, Wind. Now, what is wind? Moving air is called wind. Now, wind has both speed and direction. Wind has some definite direction, that is a fixed direction. The wind blows in a fixed direction. To know this, we can perform a small experiment. For example, you can hold some sand in your hand, raise your hand to the level of your shoulder, and allow the sand to leak to the ground slowly. Observe the direction in which the sand falls. The direction of the sand fall will give us the direction in which the wind is blowing. So with this, we would get to know that it has a fixed direction. Wind has speed. For this, we can do a small experiment. For example, you can keep some loose bits of paper on a table. Now switch on a fan at a low speed, a very slow speed. The papers remain in their position. They will not move much. But the moment you turn the fan to a fast speed, the papers start flying. Sometimes the air moves slowly and sometimes the air moves very fast. And this shows that air has speed. On a windy day, the air has more speed and it can blow away things that come in its way than on the other days. In some days, when the air has very slow speed, it's very soft, very gentle, we may not even feel it. That time, that air is called breeze. So we know that when the wind blows softly, that is called breeze. Wind exerts force. A very strong wind would have a sufficient force. These strong winds are called storms. Now, storms are very harmful to us. They have so much power that they can uproot trees and poles. Even in our homes, they can make the doors and windows bang and even break the window panes. Storms at sea can make the ships and boats sink. So they are very, very harmful to us. But the force of the wind can also be very useful to us in different ways. It is also used to move the windmill. Now, this movement of the windmill produces a current. This current helps to pump water and lift it. The windmill can also be used to grind corn. The force of the wind is also used to sail small boats. So we can see, as storms are harmful to us, the force of wind can also be useful to us in many ways. So children, with this we come to the end of the explanation of Chapter 8, Wind. I hope you have understood the lesson well.